Sinabi ng mambabatas ng Partidong Liberal National sa Queensland, George Christensen, na nangangalak siya ng pirma para sa isang sulat na humihiling na suriin ng parlamento ang tinatawag na Safe School Program. Sinabi ni Ginoong Christensen na umaasa siyang makalakap ng marami pang pirma mula sa mababang kapulungan at Senado bago isumite ang sulat sa punong ministro.
So what we're asking for is for the program funding to be suspended pending a House of Representatives inquiry where parents can make submissions, where concerned citizens can make submissions, schools can make submissions, and where we look at the full scope of the program, including past resources that were officially produced with the government funding that wasn't considered as part of the review, where we can look at recommended resources that wasn't part of the review, and where we can look at all of the lessons and the experiences in schools that have actually brought it on.
Si dating punong ministro Tony Abbott na kung saan nagbigay ng pondo ang kanyang pamahalaan sa programang sinimulan ng Labor ay pinaniniwala ang kasama sa 30 mambabatas ng koalisyon na pumirma sa sulat. Hindi niya bukas ang pinintasan ang Safe Schools sa kabila na ilan sa kanyang mga kasama ang nagsabi na ang programa ay may radikal na agenda at isang mambabatas ang nagsabi na ang kasamang material dito ay nakatuon sa pagiging sexual ng mga kabataan. Si George Christensen muli.
I mean, really it's trying to put queer gender theory into schools, and I think that needs to stay in universities. If you want an anti-bullying program, have an anti-bullying program. But don't bring queer gender theory into schools.
Sa parlamento, sinubukang payapain ng punong ministro ang sentimiento.
I address this to every member of this house, All members expressing views on this program should choose their words carefully and remember the impact their statements can have on young people and their families.
Gusto ng grupo ng backbenchers na salungat sa Safe Schools na suspindihin ang pondo para sa voluntaryong programa. Mukhang sinasabi ng malayang pagsusuri ng gobyerno na nabigo itong siyasatin ang lahat ng material at kagamitan na inirekomenda nitong gamitin ng mga estudyante. Ayon kay Ministro Simon Birmingham ng Edukasyon, nauunawaan niya ang pagkabahala ng ilan.
There is a reason as to why some of the criticisms come about now in relation to the release of those resources at around this time and their potential use for the first time ever in this school year. And that's why we're taking and have taken a close look at those resources in particular. And Professor Bill Loudon, Emeritus Professor of Education from the University of Western Australia, is eminently qualified, has done an outstanding job of looking very carefully at the content of each resource, assessing it against the national curriculum, considering whether it is age appropriate.
Sa kabila nito, nagsalita ang kanyang pinalitang Christopher Fine sa pagtatanggol nito sa Safe Schools.
They were directed at a younger audience that bullying in schools is unacceptable. And I didn't want to bring my 48-year-old attitude to these materials because I have children of my own, and if they were being bullied at school, I'd want people to be able to get the support that they need.
Sinabi naman ng leader ng oposisyon, Bill Shorten, na ilang mambabatas na liberal ang gumagamit ng issue upang guluhin ang pamahalaan ni Malcolm Turnbull.
First of all, I just think it's weird that some people in the Liberal Party are so obsessed with other people's sexuality. And at another level altogether, this petition is a ginger group. It's the Tony Abbott supporters undermining Mr. Turnbull. So there's a lot going on here. Mr. Turnbull, I'm sure personally, is not greatly comfortable with the debate which is raging in his party, but as we know, he doesn't control his party.
Ang programang Safe School ay ipinakita sa halos 500 paaralan sa buong bansa. Ang bilang na ito ay lumaki magbuhat ng unang naglunsad ang mga mambabatas ng koalisyon laban sa kampanya.